Darkest days, the United States has always stood with Israel, and we will do everything to see that that never, ever changes.
Adding Democrat and Republican, House and Senate stand united. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The House of Representatives has approved a bill that funds the government through early next year. CBS's Scott McFarlane watched things unfold on Capitol Hill.
It funds one-third of the government through January, and the other two-thirds through February, and that other two-thirds includes the military. So there's two different bites at the apple members will have to do the things they want to do with spending bills.
At least six people were killed this morning when a charter bus carrying high school students to a state school board meeting was rear-ended by a tractor-trailer truck. It happened on I-70 east of Columbus, Ohio. Governor Mike DeWine.
This is our worst nightmare when we have a bus full of children involved in a crash.
Three students on the bus and three people in one of the two passenger vehicles involved in the crash died at the scene. A report released by the White House Tuesday shows that every part of the country is being affected by climate change. CBS's Ben Tracy has more on the new National Climate Assessment.
The report says U.S. greenhouse gas emissions, mainly from the burning of fossil fuels, are falling, but not quickly enough. Yet wind and solar power are rapidly expanding, now cheaper than burning coal.
The future is very much in human hands, and our choices are really going to determine how hot it's going to get in the future.
That was climate scientist Kate Marvel, who worked on the climate assessment. And this is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Family Field Bill is on its way to Governor Evers, and he said he'll sign it. It spends more than $500 million of public money for upkeep to American Family Field. The amended bill passed the state Senate Tuesday morning and then the Assembly late in the afternoon. The amended bill asks more of the Brewers, less of state taxpayers, and adds a tax to non-Brewer events at the stadium. Expect slow going if you're traveling home for Thanksgiving. More than 1 million people in Wisconsin are expected to travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car, but 113,000 plan to fly. A week from tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. Expect delays up to 80% longer than normal. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win but lose a player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks get the win over the Chicago Bulls last night at five-serve form, the final 118-109, but the team learned that they will be without forward Jay Crowder for 2 months. He needs surgery to repair a groin injury. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You know, let's talk about Jay. It's going to be hard not to have him. His presence is very important to the team, making great plays offensively, so he's definitely going to be missed.
The Bucks head to Toronto to play the Raptors tomorrow night. Baseball. Reports say it appears that the Brewers will name bench coach Pat Murphy as the team's new manager. Craig Counsell says Cubs president Jed Hoyer called and met with him the first day he was a free agent.
Like, the organization is just in great health. Jed presented a very compelling vision of that. It is time to be a Cub. There is momentum happening here, and it feels close.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning clear in the overnight. Breezy south winds turning to the northwest. Some gusts up around 25 miles per hour. Our low, 40 degrees. On your Wednesday, sunny skies and highs will climb to 57. Partly sunny, breezy, and 63 going into Thursday. It's 57 at our studios.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday afternoon fight edition, Dub.
Hey,
for a change, it might not be us.
It's not us. No, not us. We're the lovers, man, not the fighters. Good to see you, Nate, working the board, doing the hard work today. Thank you, Nate. Of course, our fair audience. Happy Tuesday to us all.
We've had at least two brouhahas in D.C. today, Doug. Little red-on-red violence. Apparently, the former speaker, Kevin McCarthy, accused of kidney elbowing one of the guys that voted him out of the speakership. So you can see where there might be some bad blood going on there, Dom. And the other one, a GOP senator, literally said, "I will fight you," during an open Senate hearing. Wanted to fight a guy, Dom. What the hell's going on here?
That's no lie.
And a lot of bros, man, a lot of bros in the Republican Party these days.
You know, it's interesting. I was seeking coverage of the little run-in, the brouhaha between the former speaker, the alleged brouhaha, because, you know, he sort of half denies it and sort of half acknowledges it. But here's what I found at the ABC News. Tennessee Rep. Tim Burkett, one of the 8 Republicans who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy from the speakership last month, claimed to ABC News that McCarthy elbowed him in the back after the House GOP meeting on Tuesday morning. They went into a caucus meeting. He came out to do a little NPR interview, this Burkett, and McCarthy comes out and gives him a little kidney shot.
Wow.
He just elbowed me in the kidneys. It was deliberate. It was a cheap shot, he said. Now, McCarthy denied this, according to an NPR reporter who said she witnessed part of the altercation and published the audio of what she saw. He later told ABC News senior correspondent Rachel Scott, "I would not hit him in the kidney. I guess our shoulders hit because Burchett runs up to me afterwards. I didn't know what he was talking about." And then McCarthy, the former speaker, says this, "If I would hit somebody, they would know I hit them."
Oh, see, it just keeps getting more bro-sesh every day with these folks.
Burchett said he was speaking to an NPR reporter, and I've heard him describe it. He went on the Clay and Buck immediately to complained mightily, snowflake status and all that kind of stuff. Victimhood, Dom. Burchett said he was speaking to an NPR reporter when McCarthy walked behind him and allegedly, Dom, put his elbow intentionally into Burkett's back. Burkett said he was pushed forward and then followed McCarthy down the hallway to confront him. I chased after him. I mean, because, you know, you're sitting there thinking, what the heck just happened? According to the NPR reporter, Burchett asked McCarthy, why'd you walk behind me and elbow me in the back? The former speaker responded, I didn't elbow you in the back. And Burchett replied, you got no guts. You did so. Very mature. Now
we've had both of these gentlemen. I mean, really living up to their standing in office.
Dominic on Tuesday afternoon asked to respond to Florida Rep. Matt Gaetz, another Republican critic, filing an ethics complaint against him over the alleged episode. McCarthy jokingly expressed relief, adding that he may run for re-election just so he can be the chairman of the House Ethics Committee in the 119th Congress. Gaetz has long been under ethics investigation, but he's pushed back, suggesting it's politically motivated. McCarthy also said he had no knowledge, Dom, of the alleged shoulder-checking former Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger, as Kinzinger wrote about in the book, you're bringing something up I know nothing of, he said. I don't know what that means. Kinzinger accused him also of shoulder-checking him? Is he an old hockey guy? I mean, I thought McCarthy was from California, but maybe he grew up on the icy rinks in Minnesota or northern Wisconsin, Tom. Maybe he thinks he's one of the Hansen triplets.
And
just, those guys used to put tinfoil on their knuckles.
I had to look it up. Polling for Congress as a whole, congressional job approval. I saw this one from, looks like last week, Economist YouGov. Congress has an approval rating of 18, disapprove of 63. Wonder that why that is. Low.
The disapproval could be higher.
It could be higher. I mean, Biden's more than almost triple the approval of Congress. But I bet, you know, they're trying to get just a little bit lower.
Now, we've also got some sound of the other near fight that happened in the Congress on the Senate side. The-
well,